Wow, look at all that snow coming down outside. Perfect day to get cozy and do a deep dive. We've got a fun one for you all today, all about the science and wonder hidden in a snowflake.
I love this stuff. You know, most people don't realize that snow is actually a really good insulator.
Really?
Yeah. Like, did you know that a lot of animals use snow to stay warm during the winter?
That's pretty cool. Speaking of cool, we'll be exploring those ideas today with a children's story called The Frost Giant's Snowy Gift. It's a fun little adventure that'll teach us some neat stuff about snow. What do you say we jump right in?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so picture this. There's this village, right? It's nestled in a valley, surrounded by these huge snow-capped mountains.
Oh, I love it already.
And in this village live two siblings, Ella and Finn. Now, one morning they wake up and bam! The whole village is covered in the biggest snowfall they've ever seen.
Whoa, how much snow are we talking here?
I'm talking snowdrifts taller than their house. Like, seriously, it's a crazy amount of snow.
Wow, that's a lot of snow.
It's like the frost giant himself decided to give their village a total frosty makeover.
Wait, the frost giant.
Yeah, he's in the story. He actually shows up, two big booming voice, beard made of sparkling icicles, the whole nine yards. And you know what he says? He says he's the one who brought all that snow and that it's a gift.
Gift, huh? That's an interesting way to look at all that snow, especially if you're trying to get to school or work, right?
Right. And that's
Yeah.
exactly how the villagers felt at first. They weren't too sure about this whole gift thing. I mean, Finn even asked the giant to maybe, tone it down on the snow next time.
I bet he did.
But the frost giant, with a twinkle in his eye, explains that snow is actually a super special gift, and there's a whole lot of science behind it.
He's not wrong. I mean, snow is an amazing insulator. Think about it. It's like a giant fluffy blanket covering the whole earth, keeping things warm underneath.
Like those animal burrows we talked about. I
Exactly.
never thought about it like that.
So cool, right?
And he used that word science,
Yeah.
and that got Ella super curious. But Finn, ever the practical one, he's like, okay, that's great and all, but what are we supposed to do with all this snow?
Yeah.
It's literally everywhere.
Well, too much of anything can be a challenge, even something as awesome as snow. Too much cake.
Oh, definitely. I
Yeah.
mean, look, too much anything, even something good, can be a problem.
Yeah, too much sunshine.
You get a sunburn.
Right.
So yeah, Finn's got a point.
He
What do
does.
you do with all this snow? And that's when the frost giant steps in, again, all mysterious like, and tells them they need to use their imaginations. He says they gotta figure out how to turn this snowy situation into something truly amazing.
What'd they think of that?
Well, the frost giant tells them to look to nature for inspiration.
Love that. Nature's the best teacher, really.
Absolutely. Always coming up with the most creative and brilliant solutions.
For real.
So Ella and Finn, along with the whole village, take the frost giant's challenge to heart. They roll up their sleeves and get to work.
What did they come up with?
They started by building igloos, inspired by the homes of Arctic animals, like polar bears.
Smart.
Then, to get the wiggles out, they build this incredible giant snow maze, all twisty and turny, right through the village square.
Oh,
Oh,
fun.
yeah. They even used packed snow blocks to build this super strong, epic snow fort.
That's awesome.
And, while they were busy building and having a blast, they also started sharing some pretty cool facts about snow, like how each snowflake, no matter how unique it looks, always has six sides.
That's right. You know why that is, don't you?
Why? Tell me.
It all comes down to those teeny tiny water molecules, the building blocks of everything water.
Right.
When they freeze, these molecules, they link up in a very specific way, always forming a six-sided shape.
Whoa, science is so cool.
I know, right?
So by the end of the story, the whole village had turned into this magical winter wonderland, all thanks to their hard work, creativity, and a little bit of that frost giant wisdom.
What a fun story.
And you know what? They learned something really important along the way. They learned that even something that seems like a problem, like a crazy amount of snow, can actually be a pretty awesome gift if you just use a little bit of creativity and knowledge.
That's a great takeaway.
It's all about perspective, isn't it?
It really is. It kind of makes you wonder what other things in nature might seem like problems at first, but actually have super helpful uses, you know?
Ooh, that's a great question. So next time you see snow, remember Ella, Finn, and the Frost Giant. Remember that there's a whole lot of science and wonder hidden in every single snowflake.
Stay frosty.